outside. Ben Hashem, for now and for the future, Ben Hashem, so officially we'll call the Chumash here for 1:45. So if you know people that come from outside, they should come at 1:45 and we'll start like 10 to, you know. But so this way we won't have to rush it and we'll be able to finish in time to daven Mincha 2:30. Parshas Pekudei, as a parsha alone, might be sometimes of a challenge to find things to speak about. After already learned Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh and Vayakel, you know, you have three Mishkan Parshas already, and Pekudei usually comes together with Vayakel, so then you can sneak it out with Vayakel, but now it exists on its own right. But believe it or not, there's plenty to say on Pekudei alone. But I'll tell you one thing that struck me. It could be I saw it someplace, and then I looked it up to see if anyone says this. I was interested to know, is there any connection between the Lashon Pekudei and Eila Pekudei HaMishkan and the Lashon HaTorah in the beginning of Shmos of Pakod Pakarat? It struck me, it could be a thought of some place, and we'll see that it is brought down. Beginning, Hashem says, the Moshe tell all Israel, Pachot Pachanki, I remember you as the Begolot. Eila Pekudei HaMishkan is referring to the count of the money that was in the Mishkan. But is there any connection, perhaps, that the Torah used this lashon of Pekudei HaMishkan, somewhat hinting to what? To the beginning of the Sefer of Pakod Pakarat. The point of this year is to show that there are connections, that the Torah at the end of Shmos uses the Lashon of Eila Pekudei hinting back to what? To Pakod Pakarat of the beginning. Show you that and understand what the Musaf HaTzel of that is. And that is the objective of what we're going to say here today.
Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, these are the countings of the Mishkan. We know Chazal said Moshe Rabbeinu had to count all the things, count all the money, count everything to show an exact cheshbon. We know the Ramban on page 3 has a hakdama to Sefer Shmos. Here's the old Ramban. This, the Tov Yerushalayim Ramban was off the shelf when I was making this copy. So we go back to the old Chevel Rambans. We know that the Ramban refers to Sefer Shmos as Sefer HaGeula. And the third line says, "Acharei shehishli mayitzira." After we finish Sefer Bereishis, which is the Sefer Hayitzira, hiskil Sefer Acher beinyan hamaisa habam and aramrozi mahein, v'yisyachet Sefer ve'elu shmos beinyan hagolas harishon hanigzar v'feirush v'hagula mimenu. The point of Shmos is the golos Mitzrayim and the Geula. That's Sefer Shmos. It's Sefer Geula. It starts off with Yordei Mitzrayim. וכשיוצאו ממצרים, אף על פי שיוצאו מבית אבודים, עדיין יחשו גולם כי היו בארץ עולהם נבוכים במדבר. But the Ramban continues, and the Mefarshim point out, the Ramban is a little bothered. If the whole idea of Sefer Shmos, Sefer Geula, is that it's the idea of going into Mitzrayim and coming out, so I pointed out last Shabbos, Sefer Shmos should have ended in Parshas B'Shalach. Should have been the end. The beginning going into Mitzrayim, and then we came out. And everything else should have been in Vayikra. Right? That's what it makes sense. That to have it in Vayikra, right? All the parshias of the Mishkan should have been in Vayikra. Vayikra has to do with Karbanos, and this is the Mokum of the Karbanos. So the Sefer Shmos should have ended with Bishalach, or maybe Yisro, maybe Mishpatim if you want, but at least Shuma Tetzava, Vayacha Pekudei, should have been in Vayikra. So why is it in Sefer Shmos? So he says, because Hisha Shchinosu Beinehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masha Shechina, Zehim Meimer, Az Nechshivu Geulim. Lachein Nishlam HaSever Zeh Beishlimu Inyan HaMishkam, Yos Kvod HaShem Olo Yos Otomim. That the ultimate Geula is the Hashras HaShechina. That is the ultimate Geula. So therefore, not until the Mishkan was built, and there's Hashras HaShechina, as Moshe Rabbeinu, the Brach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rashi records in this week's Parsha, Yihi Rotzo, Chetishra, Shechina, B'Masa Yidechem, is in this Parsha. So that's how the Sefer ends, because there's no Geula until Hashras HaShechina. I'd like to explain what that means as well. But that's what the Ramban is saying, and I'd like to explain what that means. So Matsashi She'ahava Nafshi, I found what I was looking for in the Torah Shleima of Rav Kasher. Rav Mendel Kasher, who was in NYU at one point, they gave him a room. He was in charge of the Ravitchava Institute in YU, and he wrote the Machaneh Tzvunos. But he wrote the Torah Shleima, which is a collection of Midrashim. Some are famous Midrashim, like Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, and some are not as well-known Midrashim. So take a look here in the Torah Shleima. We quote the Medrash Miksav Yad HaGniza. This Medrash is found in Iksav Yad and the Gniza. But look what it says. Exactly what I was hoping for. Eila Pekudei HaMishman Asher Pukar Pakarati Sheyotu Mitzrayim Pogtom Vamidva Shnemar Kisisa Shenichnu Tzu La'art Pogtom. Hashem remembered them and counted them. Vimei Shmuel Pakarki Asher Osa Amolek Yisrael. I remember what Amolek did to Yisrael. So he remembers them then. Shegolu Pokar Osam Ki Lufni Melos L'Bobo Shivim Shona. When you're going to be in Golus Bobo for 70 years, I'm going to remember you and redeem you. Uve Mishkan Pokar Osam. And in the Mishkan, he was also poked then. So when the Torah has all these lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, pakod pakarati, that's how he starts off. A pakarati, aleph. Shiyom b'tzum Mitzrayim poked. So this is part of the list of Eila Pekudei, is part of the list of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pakad, is remembering Klal Yisrael. So just like pakod pakarati in the beginning, and Pakarati over here, and Pakarati over here, Eila Pekudei is one of these Pakartis. And that's exactly what I was looking for, to see if anyone would connect to Eila Pekudei HaMishkan with what? With anyone would connect Eila Pekudei HaMishkan with Pakol Pakarati in the beginning. And this Medrash doesn't. This Medrash doesn't. So what's the point? What's the depth here? What's the teaching? So So we know the pasuk in Shmos, Gimel Tezayin, that's the first pekida that the Medrash quoted. Lech vasapta zikne Yisrael, v'marta aleihem, Hashem elokei Yisrael, v'osechem, nir aleichem, pakol pakadi eschem, v'esaroslu ilachem v'mitzrayim. So there is a famous Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer requires a whole shir on its own right. Those that we hear from Shalosh Shuras, some parts of Shmos, we discussed it then. But I just wanted to speak about the Pakot Pakanti. Rabbi Lezer Omer, right, first Rabbi Lezer says the Otsios HaGeula, that there were five Otsios HaGeula. Okay, but in the end, it says like this. Because there are five Otsios of Geula, Pei, which are the five Otsios that have Sofei Tevos as well, the Menatzpach, the Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Kof. Those are all Otsios Geula. And Pei is Pakot Pakarati, and the Chof is Lech Lecha, and he goes through them all. Then it says, last word on the line is below. Keep going down. Below is the last word on the line. Below Nimsu Ha'osios Ela La'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one who had the Mesorah of these letters. Avram Avinu Mesorah Liyitzchak. Yitzchak Mesorah Liyakov. Yaakov Mesorah Liyosef. Yosef Mesorah Liachiv. For Asher Ben Yaakov Masu Sora Gulu L'Serach Bas Asher. So this, there was a tradition about these Lashonos HaGeula that was given down, that whoever would use the Lashon of one of these Lashonos, like Pakot Pakarti, that would be a raya that this person who's claiming to be the Redeemer is authentic. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu, Shabbat Moshe Aaron, Eitzel Zikna Yisrael, also, also lay name. Israel Osher. So they had to ask this old lady, but she was entrusted with this code. That if someone says Pakod Bakarati, you could trust that he's a goer. If someone says other things, for Amr La Baish, and they said a man came. Also, also the Kach VaKach Amra. Because once they told Serach Bas Asher that he said Pachol Pakarti, oh, now I know that this is an authentic goal. And this medrash, this Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer needs beer on many, many levels. But the point I want to understand now, what is this lashon of Pachol Pakarti? And what does that symbolize? So if you look on page 7, from the Sefer Asara Mamoros of the Ramah Mipanu. Ramah Mipanu was from the great Mikubalim, Rabbi Nachum Azariah Mipanu, clean shaven, right. And he says like this, that five, there are five usages of Pekida in Tanakh. Pekida is used in five different ways throughout Sifrei Tanakh. He said, Pokar HaPoel Hazeh Mashmo Hashkocha. Like Hashem Pokar Esora. It's Hashkocha Pratis. Hashem is looking out for her and decides this is the time for her Geula. Minyan, when it's Ela HaPekudim, like the count, is called Pekudim. V'tzivoy, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, means the commandments of God are Yishorim. Minui, in Esther we'll see, Vayakir Melpekidim V'chisorim. Something lacking is called Nifka. Harishon Shamarno Minyan Hashkochim Kumo Pakot Pakadi Eschem. That shows Hashkochim. Minyan counting, L'Pekudeihem, right? In Bamidbar, when the countings. Habsivoy, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim. The commandment of God is strength. Minoy, in Esther, the king appointed by Yahya Adal the kingdom. So we then have the Kodur Asher Hapakot Yishorim.
Chisaron from Vayakhe Bokham David. Bokham David was missing. He wasn't there. So what is the idea? Brother David. So Rav Tzadok HaKoyim, in the Haggadah, the second volume of the Haggadah, quotes this Ramami Panit, page 8. He says, I am Asar Mamoros, Mamar Polchai, the Hamisha Mashmoz, he knew the Pokar. There are five different meanings for Pokar. Sometimes it says that Rav Tzadok, even though there are five different meanings, they're all under the rubric of Hashkar.
Even though you're right, there are five different meanings, and they all fall under the category of Hashkacha Pratis.
Dominion, sometimes Hakad means to count. But also, Hashkacha L'dav Rabbanan, when you count something, you're paying attention to each and everything you're counting. Hatzibun, where you want something to be done. You're a mashgiach on something means you're looking after something. So you're telling someone to do something for you. So that's also your mashgiach on that situation. He's a hapikadol, a shehid kukad, a hapikadol. What's a hapikadol? You're giving something that you should watch. It's also hashgiach. And immediately, you appoint somebody, like Vayakher HaMelech Pekidim, who you give him an appointment to do a, take care of a specific task. So he's a mashgiach on that task. Chisaron, it's because sometimes, like, you have the word shorish means root, and shorish means to uproot. So sometimes you add like that. So, kikadon, hakad means hashkaka, so lacking of it also can have that same lashon in a different conjugation. Just like shoresh means to root, and bisharesh means to uproot. But they all, says Rav Tzadok, all the lashonos of Pekida, even though the Ramami Panu says they're five different meanings, but they all come under the category of the black of Hashkacha. So now, getting back to the Pirkei of the Blessing, there was this Masorah, that anyone who comes and uses the magic words of Bakot Pakadati, Egypt. Right? And this is a little hard to understand, just because you use these magic words, you know, and no one ever knew about these magic words, you know, it's a little strange. Oh, you said these two words, that shows that you're in. So Rav Tzadok tries to give a profounder understanding to this idea. So Rav Tzadok here on the second paragraph, page 8, second column. He has simmons and moshe biyotim. The nishiyovu b'loshim zeh, that's the period of blessing he just said. Who are gola amiti? Chor amazna sin. Kevin shem moshe biyotim kar. How are you gola yotim in the star of Zoom? He said, the stomach people knew about it. Mazna nishiyovu b'spashu yigolam yomar blessing of the Mitzvahs. Unless they manage kept it so private, just people knew about it. So someone wanted to be in house, you could just go and then you use the key. You know, it's like, you know, when they call up the alarm system, the alarm goes off, they call the code word, right? You know, so this is, you know, like that, it's like just a code word like that. You don't understand it. So he said it like this. There's a famous medrash that's quoted in all the different svarim on the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Silchot, right? God is Yashem. So the medrash in Tehillim, and Shofar Tov, what does it mean, God is Yashem? It means the famous stone in all the svarim. God is Yashem means, what's Yashem? Like, what's two fingers have? Yashem will have two fingers for you. Right, God, my shadow. I put three fingers out, three fingers. Whatever I do, that's what my shade is, right?
It's the same thing with the relationship. If you act with chesed, then God will act with chesed. If you treat people kindly, then leave it connected to me. Whatever way you act, that's why you have phone trouble will follow.
And what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu has to come and say Pachol Pachati, it doesn't mean that he just sends these two words and magically poof, he did. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the one to have them believe in Pachol Pachati, in Hashkafa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will need to connect and need it. You believe in Hashkafa, then Hashem will employ this Hashkafa, like the principle of Hashem Tzilcha. Depending upon how you act, is how God reacts. If you act with Chesed, God will act with Chesed. If you believe in Hashkafa, then what Hashkafa will be bestowed upon you? That's the middle Zlatomer, his famous word. And the Runa is from Lashon Vayhi Omein Es Hadassah. Omein means to the Gadda. So if you have emuna, meaning if you believe in it, that will cause the growth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkafa on you. So the word is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Goel Yisrael and show Hashkafa Prakish Ba'olam, but only first if Klal Yisrael will believe in Hashkafa Prakish. If Klal Yisrael first will believe in Hashkafa Prakish, so then what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show in Hashkafa Prakish. So that's what it means, Pachol Pachati. It's not that just someone randomly will say the word Pachol Pachati. Where some extent it means someone will come and be able to instill the Amuna of Pachol Pachati. He will be the Geula. And therefore, the second arrow says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lavachalam Lohanim Ba'atzmo. That's the whole shot that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't be the Shliach. Lo Yish Devarim. Lo Yaminuli. What's the idea? Because if the whole idea to be the Goel is the Pachol Pachati, they're not just to say the word. Moshe can say the words too. Even a stutterer can say the word Pachol Pachati. But he felt that he didn't have the Yecholas, perhaps, to be the one to be Mashrish in the Emuna of Pachol Pachati. That person will be supported, and then that person says, no, you're the one, etc. But that's the idea of Pachol Pachati. It's not just a magic words, but it's Kiva is a Lashon Hashkacha. Like a Pikadon is called a Pikadon because you have to watch it and look over it and take care of it. And that's Pachol Pachati. Says the Abarbanel on page 10, and I saw this from the stream a couple of weeks ago, quoted this Abarbanel in one of his memoirs. He says, what's the idea of the mission? And this will help us understand the Medrash, in the Geniza. What's the idea? These are both by the new Abarbanel, so far only a Shmos and Bar, an excellent job done to the Abarbanel of October. He says, "Vudinei is bar, shahaisa kavadosu is bar, maisa mishkan mekeilav, kidei shetidabek beemtos kibisosu vahanosu ashkida okiz bekerav Yisrael." Lo yimneo roa ha'aretz ha'midbar p'chisus b'chodzo. Whereas the idea of the Mishkan, and this the Medrash said that the Mishkan was a miniature world, right? That's the Medrash Tanhuma in Kudeh, that the
Kior, the Gulamai represents the oceans, and the Menorah represents the Shemesh. It's a miniature world, and the idea that the Shekhinah comes down to the Mishkan is the idea that there is Hashkacha in the world, that things are not just happening haphazardly, that there's someone looking over and taking it. It's not that he just created the world and left it. So we actually was all the Hashem as the Horus, the Lord Yukishar Amin, our Tosu Mugayim, Chayim Akishni, Yidias Hashem, is brought from Fratim Hashem, so to him, so he's reached the Drahu Tima Love, but rather that, that there's a Hashemayim Kiso, for Art Hadam Raglo, Kidei Lahasin, Ibot Vesha Amunas Hakos Vosa. That's why he said to make a Shekhinah.
To show that the Shekhinah is a miniature of what's going on in the whole world. You see the Shekhinah coming down into the Mishkan, that's what's happening in the whole world. You can't see the whole world, you can find it. When we look in the Mishkan and see what happened in the Mishkan, then we see what's happening in the whole world. That's what the Abba Arbanel says.
So now, Rabbi Osai, we understand very well what the Shekhinah. The whole Kachanity means
you're going to believe in Hashkacha. That's how our Tzaddik says.
That Pshat, Eilat B'Kut, it's not just time they use the same word. They could have said, if they just wanted to speak about the minion of the money and the materials of the Mishkan, they could have said, Eilat HaMinyan HaMinyan HaMishkan. Why the loss of B'Kut?
So that I felt, when I saw this, but that's that message, that the Eilat B'Kut HaMishkan is telling you, going back to the beginning. It's to say that the whole point of Mitzrayim is that Klal Yisrael should come out and believe that there's Hashkachas Hashem Ba'olam and to teach it to the people, Hakod Kaparati. And that's Pshat in the Ramban, the deep of Pshat in the Ramban, that you don't have Geula until the Mishkan. Because if a person is free and just has an aimless life and he doesn't believe that there's a Hashkacha Ba'olam and just things are happening aimlessly, so that's not Geula. That's just aimless freedom that has no meaning to it. To have Geula means that your person who has the Bira Hachis and with a Rebona Shalom that's looking over you. So the Makom Makarati of what? Of the beginning of Shemir Shmos is now comes to fruition in the potent belief in the Muna of Makom Makarati through the Mishkan, as the Abba Arbanel explains, and hence the Lashon Eilat B'Kudei, that we fulfilled what Sefer Shemos was all about. Sefer Shemos is to give us that emuna of Makom Makarati, and we will Matzliach through the vehicle of the Mishkan, and that's the ultimate, the Sefer HaGulah, that now we believe, and we understand that, and we see it through the Mishkan, that there's Hashkachas Hashem Ba'olam, and it's not just, as some believe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made and created the world, but then left it, and this has to do with our discussion of Dor Enosh, that we spoke about the Rambam of Tos Gadol Tov, and this also is the idea that Rav Mordechai Benet, who one of the great Gedolim we saw of the Sefer Magen Avos, on page 12, quoting the Sefer Beis Aaron of the Prophet Rav, he says the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol ha'amin. The Achilah ben Gadol Ram. What's the difference between Gadol and Ram? Gadol means something like you have a tall building, so that's Gadol. Right? It starts on the bottom and goes up. Ram just means something is exalted, but it's high up. But Gadol means it starts on the bottom and is tall. Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ram al kol amin. The chiluk ben gadol ram ki gadol hu davar she'omed lamata u'magia ad lamala. The ram hu davar she'nimtza rak lamala v'lo lamata. V'zeh Hashem b'tzion gadol, that Klal Yisrael believes that Hashem is b'chinas gadol. He's great. He's in the aretz and the shamayim because he's mashkiach be'alyonu u'v'tachtonim. So that's gadol. Other nations might believe that he's Ram hu al kol amin, that he's merumah, he's high up, but he has nothing to do with the earth.
And that's the idea of pachod pakarati. That people think that they're going to do things, and they're going to mistreat people, and they're going to do improper things. You'll see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida will repay whatever things that people are trying to do wrong. A Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that they're taken care of. The person should never think that the world is just happening in Mela, that Hashem b'chil godol. And that's what Pachot Pakarati is, and that's what Ela Pekudei HaMishka. And in Sefer Yismach Moshe, he discusses this as well. Ramal Kol Goyim, he quotes the pasuk, Nikasham Lokeinu HaMavii Voshavas, but also Mashpili Lerosh Vashamayim Uvaaretz. And I think, Rabosai, to tie this in now to Parsha Shkolim. Like this. There's much discussion. What does the Machzis HaShefa represent? So we know there's a famous idea that's from Rav Shlomo Alkebetz in his Sefer, the Machzis HaShefa represents the qualities everyone should say that they're only half and they need the rest of the tzibur to make the whole community. But the Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Koheles Yaakov says another idea. Achabir and the second arrow on page 15. Bir inyan e kol Yisrael hei mechelek alokom mimal. That a Klal Yisrael clings with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dovok b'shechina. That's why there's a discussion in Hilchos Brachos where you see a Melech Yisrael, you say shecholach mikvodo. But a Melech Umas Olam, you say noson mikvodo. And the Alshech explains the pasuk in Eicha, Chelki Hashem Omra Nafshi. That my nefesh is a chelek Hashem. Right? If something is broken off from its original source, there's always a craving to get back to the original source. We're the Iker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiviyachol part of us. There's a dveikus between Klal Yisrael, and the Shekhinah. And that's what the Machzis HaShekel is. Why are we Machzis? We're Machzis, you know why? Because the other half is the Ribono Shalom. That's the other half. Because whatever we do, and we think what we're doing, we're controlling everything. And especially people who have power really think they're controlling things. And the more power you have, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really controlling it. It looks like you. And everything you do in life, you all have to remember, you're only part of it. But then there's the whole other part. You're only the Machzis. In other words, every Machzis HaShekel represented every person. And so why only Machzis? The reason why only Machzis is because the other half is Ribono Shel Olam. And that's also a beautiful explanation of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you know, when the Sanhedrin convened, they were in a semicircle. So the Pasha Pshat is Kadesh Yeroim Zed Zed. Because if they would have just been in like a dais, in a straight line, so then it's hard to see the guy 10 seats away from you, right? But if you're in a semicircle, so then it's easy to see from one side to the other. So that's the child of the neighbor. The Oy of Israel, the after of the Oy of Israel, in his parish on Al Chora on Shkolin, he says a different point. He says, you know why the Sanhedrin is in a semicircle? To show that they're only part. The rest of the semicircle is the sheep.
Yachol, Habori Baraku, the Godel Ultim, Abosal, Ibn Israel, and Karobo, Matuva Khazdom Godel, the Santa has asked him to be Yachol, the Karib Shame, Hal Gufa. Ibn Israel, him, he is Hal Gufa. That's what he says in the first column. Okay, a closer time, Lama Yoshin to say the Zed, after Khatsi Eagle, the Islam is enormous, has so not the Kutcha Brief of Israel Khad even, for the first column. The Kutcha Brief of Israel is Khad. That's Maxis Hashekel. There's Maxis, but then there's the other hand, the unseen hand. There's the hand. And especially by Sanhedrin, the Ramban quotes the Pasuk by Adam Zomerman, Elohim Nitzav Ladaskel, that when Sanhedrin is making the decision, they only open to make the right decision because they have Ashrat Hashina, they have Siyata Nishmaya. And that's the whole idea of Sefer Shemos, to realize that we're only Maxis. Whatever we do, you have to daven, you have to have Shema, you have to be humble, because if you're not humble, there's no Ashras Hashkina. Some people are so self-confident, and they become arrogant, and there's no Ashras Hashkina. You have to always live your life that there's your Maxis, but then there's the second half of the Sefer. There's the Chatzi Goren from the Sanhedrin, but then there's another half that's not seen, and that's the Shema. That's Hakod Hakadati. That's what the whole Sefer Shemot is all about. Start with Hakod Hakadati, as the story said, we have to have a Luna, and the Baruch is Mashiach. He's looking over, he's calling the shot, he's the one in charge. And then, and that's, if we believe that, then your life is so much easier to live. Because things are not just happening helter-skelter, they're not happening without any hedge fund. It's the remote solo who's taking over. And that's why I say God rules. That's true freedom. To understand that it's not one big chaos. It's not one big jungle. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam has a Seder, has a Bar for everything. And when we come to the end, you can say, Ein l'pekud de'amishkan. Now you see, through the Mishkan, like that Rabbi Benel said, that it's Hashras Hashkina v'Tachkodin, which is the whole point. That l'pekud de'amishkan. That l'pekud de'amishkan is the fulfillment of Tachkod Tachkodin. And that's what the Rebbe says, when it lists the Pekidas, from this Pekida, it starts off with Kapod Pachadati, of Shmos of Haragimel, and ends off with Eilat Pekude, of this Parsha. And that's the Yisod of Osei life. And a lot of times, even people who are learning, see, people make a mistake and think that if they're learning, that shows they have a lot of Emunah. Which is a big mistake, because a lot of times it covers up for not working on this aspect of Emunah. Just because a person is learning, enjoying learning, doesn't always mean that he's growing in an Emunah of Hashem. That has to, we got to work on that a little bit. So especially when you learn Chumash B'Iyan, that helps Emunah. The Chasam Sofer says the Ramban al Torah is a parish that enhances Emunah. And a person should never think that just because he learns a lot, that he doesn't have to nourish his Emunah. And he has to keep working on his Emunah and learn Svarim. And Svarim doesn't have to be esoteric Svarim, as the Chasam Sofer says. Chumash Ramban is where the Ikri Emunah stands from. The Chasam Sofer says. So that's something you also have to nourish. And then, once you have the basic Emunah, life is so differently. Then you'll never steal and you'll never cheat, because you always understand that it doesn't pay. Right? You think you're going to take some oil to save some money on Shabbos. It's a dinner, right? We discussed it one many times. That's the idea. That never pays to cheat or to do something dishonest, because everything is with Yad Hashem, everything is Hashkocha. And Fakir, Eilu Pekude is the time Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu gives what? Gives an account of that no one should think that there was any cheating going on. And that works very well, with Pekude being the idea of Hashkocha.
because if that's Shavra, then no one's going to have a cheat, no one's going to have a lie, no one's going to ever try to steal, because he knows that ultimately in the long run he's going to lose it all. So this Rabosai is the Yisodos that come out of Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, is the Pekudei is the fulfillment of Pakod, is the fulfillment of Pakod Pakanti. Okay, Rabosai, I just wanted to point out, we started to, this week, the people that come into the Chumash here, we're trying now to start at 1:45, so this way we can end at 2:30, and this way, you know, guys, so those that didn't know yet, I apologize for those that didn't know yet, but that's what we're going to plan to do in the future.